Distorted View Daily proudly presents the truth regarding homosexuality.
I hear there's a lot of VD among homosexuals.
Yes, since many homosexuals are extremely promiscuous and engage in sexual contact upon the spur of the moment, literally with people they don't know and will never see again, this has tended to make venereal disease rampant in this group.
Well, I can see where it would. Ooh, they're freaky anyway.
Many are social misfits because they are often psychologically unstable.
Well, where do lesbians fit in?
They are the female counterpart of the male homosexual who abhor sexual involvement with men and turn to their own kind for intimacy.
But can you always spot a homosexual?
No. Many homosexuals dress and act normally, and at the other end of the pendulum, they go around in drag, such as a transvestite who dresses and acts like a woman, to the point where only close examination, and I mean close, reveals what gender they truly are.
Great, out of sight.
Appearances are sometimes misleading.
But is there anything else?
In addition to this retarded emotional development, a lack of maturity. There's often a fear and insecurity of one's own sexuality and the ability to enjoy a natural sexual role.
Well, you know, whenever I get the business from a queer, well, gee, I get so uptight, I don't know whether to ignore it or belt it.
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, November 9th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, Wood Chipper Hungry. Feed me human sacrifice. Plus, assault with a deadly frying pan, and one family's puppy dog uses a toddler's penis as a chew toy. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday podcast. Got a great show for you today, and it's the very last show I'll be taping here in Ashtabula. I'm moving this weekend to Columbus. Some of you guys probably already know about it, you Sideshow members. Another reason to sign up for the Sideshow. I tell my paying listeners secrets. So please don't send any mail to my P.O. Box address. That includes, you know, packages or checks or money orders for the Sideshow. Wait on that, and I'll set up a new P.O. Box address when I get down in Columbus. Now, if you've already sent something, let me know. Email me so I can make arrangements to pick those up. But yeah, moving down this weekend. I hope there's going to be a new Monday show. If not, we'll do a best of program, but I will definitely be back by Tuesday. Gotta be honest with you, I'm excited about leaving this shithole. Goodbye, Ashtabula.
Down in Ashtabula on a sunny summer's day.
These guys make Ashtabula sound so pretty.
The red jet sail swings back and sail is given way.
Cooking dirty meth in the bathtub in my sink. Down in Ashtabula. In a stoned out hazy days.
One more hit,
no time to waste. Oh, meth. Ooh, meth.
Sure, that's a good song, too. Oh my god, speaking of good songs, Mrs. Miller Fever is sweeping across the United States. She's the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee that we featured on yesterday's program. She was singing that Fifth Dimension song about the balloons going up, up, and away. And apparently we learned a little bit more about her. She was a singer in the 1960s, signed to Capitol Records, right? They signed her because she was so awful. It was one of those, you know, so bad it's good kind of things. Although, one of her albums sold like 250,000 copies, which is huge considering her minimal talent. Well, the great thing about it is, though, this woman wasn't in on the joke. She thought she was releasing records because she was good, and that's simply not the case. It took a while for her to understand that people were laughing at her. She was really like the 1960s version of Wing, who, by the way, was on an episode of South Park. So along with all of the Mrs. Miller information I got today and people sending me lyrics and stuff, she's actually on MySpace, and you can add some of her music on your pages. So if you go to my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/disview, you can hear Mrs. Miller singing Monday, Monday. Here's just a snippet of it.
My life
Sunday, Monday, so good to me.
I'm in love.
Monday, Monday.
All right. There you go. Just a little bit of Mrs. Miller to end your week. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fact-tap news, I've got some audio to play for you, of course. In this first clip, we've got a whore with her ass in the air just waiting for you to sniff her delicious ass. She's going to fart for you, and it's going to be fragrant, and you're going to like it. Take a listen.
Here they come.
Here they come. And one, and two. Come on.
Oh, I know, you're just dying to smell.
Yeah. Oh. That it? That's weak. Come on. You're gonna have to do better than that, lady. Oh, wait. Shit flying out of her ass. Whoops. Oh my god, I can't believe that happened. Stall just shot out of my asshole. I'm so embarrassed. But I'm going to post it online anyways. I've got another clip here for you. This is a woman who just had some guy bust a nut in her asshole, and she's going to squeeze it out. Unfortunately, she's not too clean.
Look. Oh, yeah. Reach back. Open that shit up. So, open that shit up. Squeeze it out. Squeeze it out, girl. Just like that. Yeah, get up and squeeze it out. There, there. Come down, baby. Come down, baby. Yeah.
It's like a bubbling brook of cum and shit. It's disgusting.
Come down.
Listen to
come
that.
Come down. Yeah, squeeze that shit out.
It's like her ass is gargling with mouthwash.
Come down, baby. Come down, baby.
Jizz.
Yeah, squeeze that shit out. Get up, stand up. Squeeze it out. Open your ass. Squeeze it out. Strong, baby. There it goes.
Oh.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
This catches me off guard.
Keep pushing that shit out. Push that shit out.
She's pushing it. What do you want her to do? Okay. I love it because you can sort of tell, you know, she had a nice long log ready to shit out, but then the cock came and broke it up a bit, right? And then the dude came in her ass and got the shit all juicy. So when she shat it all out, it kind of ended up looking like, you know, that wet dog food? Like gravy train or something. It almost kind of looked appetizing, honestly. If I was a dog, I'd be all up in that. But look, lady, if you feel like you have a full stomach, if you feel like you have the shits or diarrhea or whatever, you know, postpone the porno shoot until you take care of that business. Because no guy wants shit dick, believe me. Been there, done that. Do what the Japanese do.
Call an ambulance, please.
Call an ambulance, please.
Okay, hold on. Where does it hurt?
Ah, my stomach. ちゃんと痛いけど痛い!
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
私はひどい下痢です。
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I sense a diarrhea song is coming.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Japan's whole culture is based on shit.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
肩に手を乗せ, I have クロスして、あ、バッケース。お腹をさすって、オブダイアリア。ジェスチャーゲームの要領です。感情を込めてやってみましょう。
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
This is from a Japanese video, like teaching English, and you guys may have seen some of these on YouTube. This is the most popular one right here.
三角筋でトラブル。
やだ。道に迷っちゃったみたい。
Some poor Japanese girl is lost in a park. It's dark outside or something.
Shut up! Don't say a word.
Well, probably shouldn't scream either. It's time for a song!
Take anything you want. Take anything you want. Take anything you want.
I won't play this whole one. You guys have probably seen it before. If not, we'll put it on the Distorted View blog. Anything you want. Take anything you want. Alright, enough of this bullshit. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Yeah, it's just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. We do exclusive shows, extended programs, plus you get access to the DV archive, which contains about, what, 670 shows? Something like that? Plus other stuff, too. We got some ringtones up there and old shows from, like, 2000, 2001. Sign up now. Superfreaksideshow.com. It's cheap. Support the show. First story we have for you today, this one comes from Illinois. Police are still looking into what exactly happened in a Waukegan apartment early Sunday morning when a dachshund chewed off the genitals of a four-month-old boy. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Your junk has gone bankrupt. You know, I gotta tell you, I'm a dog guy myself, but you never hear stories about cats eating genitals, do you? It's always a dog, either sodomizing something or chewing off body parts. And really, that just makes me want to get a pet dog even more. Fire and police personnel arrived at 1:30 a.m. to the home on the city's far southwest side and encountered the infant, who was bleeding profusely. Well, yeah, the dog just bit off its cock and balls. I don't think the dog was using the Henderson castration instrument.
Here's how it works. The jaws of the Henderson instrument grip the intact cord just above the testicle.
Okay,
using
a
standard 3/8 inch or larger variable speed cordless drill with a neutral switch, the operator spins the tool, twisting the cord tightly on itself.
We don't have to play it every time I mention the equine castrating instrument. I think everyone has heard this before. I play it enough. The father of the boy told police he was visiting his girlfriend with his son when the infant fell asleep on the couch. Aww. The girlfriend placed blankets around the child, and the two went into another room to sleep. Police said the girlfriend's dog may have smelled urine in the child's diaper and began to chew away at the diaper. The dog's getting off to the stank of urine.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's sniff freak.
Absolutely. All right, the dog continued to destroy the diaper. That's not all he destroyed. The dog continued to destroy the diaper until he mutilated and ingested the child's genitals. Holy shit! The girlfriend awoke to the child screaming and immediately called 911. The boy was taken to Lutheran General Hospital in Park Ridge, where he was listed in stable but cockless condition. An effort was made to recover the boy's genitalia. Oh, this should be good. An effort was made to recover the boy's genitalia. Like, there's no way. The dog ate the fucking balls and chewed it up and swallowed it. Could you imagine if they tried sewing on the chewed up remains of his cock and balls?
Oh, yeah, look at that. Chew on that foreskin. Chew on your own foreskin. Yeah. That's fucking hot. Your own beef jerky.
That's exactly what it would look like between his legs. Mangled, wet beef jerky. Surprise, surprise, a vet determined the tissue was substantially destroyed and reattachment would not be possible. The animal is now held in Waukegan Animal Control custody. A notification to the Department of Child and Family Services has been made. So there you go. Second story we have for you today comes from Tennessee. Police have charged a woman with aggravated domestic assault. What was her weapon of choice? A fucking frying pan. Neighbors called police after hearing a woman screaming as she ran down a street early Sunday. Police said Jennifer Leanne Simonow, 24, told them her boyfriend had shoved her into a glass table. However, she didn't have any visible injuries. Her boyfriend, however, he was kind of busted up a bit. Investigators said her boyfriend, Robert Eugene Davis, was found bleeding from several cuts on his face and arms. He told police his crazy bitch of a girlfriend attacked him with a frying pan. Davis's 11-year-old daughter told police that after the attack on her dad ended, he ran from the house. She said her mother dragged her by the hair to a bedroom. Mother of the week, right? Look, the woman was in the kitchen, right? That's how I'm assuming how she got the frying pan. Beat the shit out of the guy. She wanted to do some real damage. There are so many sharp objects you could choose from. You could shred his face with a cheese grater, crush his balls with a meat tenderizer, cut off his cock with a steak knife, and then place it in the microwave and watch his penis explode. The possibilities are endless. A frying pan? That's not using much imagination, now is it? Sure, your story still made it onto an episode of Distorted View, but I didn't lead with it, did I? You're buried in the middle of the show. You have failed. Go back and try again. Show some ingenuity, okay? The arresting officer reported Simonow appeared to be drunk and loving it. I just love how she beat the shit out of her boyfriend with a frying pan and then saw out of the corner of her eye her daughter and said, "You're next, honey," and then dragged her by her ponytails to the bedroom. Bitch was on the warpath. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from California. A man killed in a Tustin wood chipper accident, was identified Thursday as Gabriel Gonzalez Farrar, 24. The tree service worker, quote, was standing at the back end of the chipper, throwing branches into it with his coworkers nearby. I still don't understand how he got in the wood chipper. What, was he, like, throwing branches and then kind of forgot what he was doing and threw himself into the chipper? He lost concentration. Someone was talking to him or something. Idiot deserved to be turned into mulch. Furthermore, how could they identify this dude's body? I don't think there was a body left, right? Just a pile of mush, right? Sergeant Pat Welsh of the Tustin Police Department said one of the co-workers looked over and he was gone. Authorities took the wood chipper and the truck to which it was attached to a parking structure at the Orange County Coroner's Office, where it was dismantled and Gonzalez Farrar's remains removed. Oh, an autopsy is scheduled today to confirm the cause of death. Huh. I realize that's a formality, but come on, save a few bucks. You had to remove his mangled remains from a wood chipper. That kind of makes the cause of death pretty fucking crystal clear, wouldn't you say? I'm leaning towards natural causes on this one. Actually, the real reason for the autopsy is to rule out foul play. But again, though, after you've been in a wood chipper, I mean, I can't imagine there's much to go on. There was no immediate evidence of a crime or that alcohol or drugs were involved. Quote, he was one of three workers trimming trees and removing debris from a private residence. One was in the tree and the other hauling debris. He was there, and then he wasn't there. It was an unfortunate industrial accident. The accident, which occurred at about 4 p.m. on Wednesday, is being investigated by the California Division of Occupational Safety and Health. Jose Martinez, owner of JM Tree Services in Anaheim, where the men were employed, said Thursday that he was too distraught to talk. I don't have an explanation. Well, you're talking right now, aren't you? I don't have an explanation to tell you, he said. Jose, you're a liar, and I want to see a fucking green card. I don't know what to believe anymore. You know what? That woman in the second story with the frying pan, she should be taking some notes. Because a fucking wood chipper, that's how you do some damage to someone. For your next boyfriend, just something to think about. 31 people were killed in wood chipper accidents between 1992 and 2002, according to a 2005 report by the Journal of the American Medical Association. So there you go. Wow. That still seems kind of like a high number. 31 people fell into wood chippers in a 10-year span. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, we as a species are fucked. It is all downhill for us humans. We're devolving at an incredible speed. Proof? I've been doing this podcast for nearly 3 years, and we haven't run out of stories yet. Humanity's downfall ensures my job security. Ding! That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, we've got a lot of voicemails to go through. We'll see how far we get today. First up...
Hey, Tim, we've got a special birthday message for one of your listeners.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Kevin!
Aw. Well, happy birthday, Kevin, wherever you are.
Hey, Tim. This is James, Nate, and Justin, your Canadian listeners.
Ooh, I love
listening
Canadians.
To Thursday show and that emo kid who claims to be from Canada. We just want you to know that that kid does not represent Canadians in any way whatsoever.
I know. She just would not shut the fuck up. She just kept going on and on and on. I wish I could have played more, but I couldn't take it.
Canadians in any way whatsoever. And the fact of the matter is, we do beat up emo kids because they're not people. So we just thought that we should spread the word and say, hey, not all Canadians are like that.
That's true.
We beat up emo kids too because we're normal like the rest of the world.
Thank you very much. I have noticed, though, people in Toronto are very polite.
Hey, Tim, this is Sadie.
Apparently they do draw the line at emo kids, though.
I'm from Arizona, and I just wanted to call to tell you I learned something in one of my classes that I thought you would be interested in.
Okay.
It's actually true that...
Oh, no. She bailed out.
I want to get a picture of you losing your...
dignity.
Safety.
I think from now on, whenever someone calls in with a horrible voicemail and I have to use the train crashing sound effect, or when someone just freaks out and bails on a call... we should publicly shame them in the Distorted View message board. Because the message board is just full of a bunch of assholes. Probably jump at the chance to do that. Virtual floggings and the Freakatorium. Oh, I gotta say thanks again to all of the great DV bloggers who have just been posting great shit on there. You have to check out the post. Kelly Belly posted it. Oh my god, it's one of those campaign ads for, like, I don't know what he's trying to do, like a superintendent or city council or something. It's Star Wars themed. It is the most recalculous piece of shit I've ever seen.
Timmy, Steve in Chicago, what's happening, brother?
Hey, Steve.
I'm a little bit chagrined to tell you this, but I got it. I have to admit it, that 70s, 60s audio that you play with the cherry busting girl, yeah, it made my dick get wet.
Oh, no.
I'm a little bit embarrassed, but it did.
So apparently the record did its job. I love at the beginning when the editor from the magazine is like, get ready to bust a cherry because you are there. A cheesy little echo. We're transporting you to a space and time where you actually have a chance of busting some chick's cherry.
Hey, Tim, it's your underage listener from Massachusetts.
Hey,
I got another one for you. What's the difference between pizza and dead baby?
What's the difference between pizza and a dead baby?
I don't masturbate on my pizza before I slice it up and eat it. All right, bye.
Okay. My listeners are just monsters.
Hey, Tim. It's Mandy from California, also known as Touch My Badger, your favorite furry. I had one of those, your freak win moments. I was having a dream, and in my dream, my boyfriend and I were fucking, right?
Is your boyfriend also a furry? And if not, how does he respond to the you being a furry? And do you set aside specific times for yiffing?
Right. And he, slipped and went to the wrong hole, so to speak. And in my dream, my very first thought was, oh, God, I hope he doesn't get fit dick. Yeah, so anyway, great job with the show.
Take care of yourself down there before you have sex. Even in your dreams. You know what, though? Shit dick would be 10 times worse if you have, if you're wearing, like, a fur costume, because then the shit would get in the fur, too. Oh, getting that smell out, oh, that'd be awful.
Hey, Tim, it's Jody.
Ooh, another
just
lady.
Just wanted to let you know that November 8th is exactly one year anniversary of mine and yours. Me being the listener, you being the most greatest announcer ever walked the face of this earth. I love your program. I love the show.
Thank you.
I am a sideshow member.
I do not hear that nearly enough.
Wouldn't change it for the world. Love you, Tim.
Well, thank you very much. A nice call to end the week.
Hey, Tim, it's Laura. I live in Philly, and I was just listening to your October 24th show.
Okay.
Behind. You were talking about how Philly was ranked the least attractive status, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I just also heard a,
thought she was going to say, it's true, I'm really ugly.
Saying that Philadelphia was considered in the lead to be, the next great American city. So if, the ugliest, fattest, laziest, least wealthy people.
It's what America's coming to.
Our country is screwed. Good day.
Yeah, that's right. Speak up next time, by the way. No one could hear what you were saying.
What's up, Timmer Timmer? I work at Kohl's, unfortunately.
I like Kohl's. There's Kohl's down in Columbus. I'm excited.
You know, we're going to get swept, but there's a fucking Linda Finkel song they're playing from the loudspeaker. I have to hear that motherfucker 5 times a day.
Like
11:30 at night, and you hear Linda Finkel come on the radio.
There's a Linda Finkel song being piped through in Kohl's. I don't believe it. You have to record it. That can't be Linda Finkel. If she is achieving some sort of success, and yes, I consider being played in Kohl's a form of success, I will shoot myself in the nuts.
Hey, Tim. I got a little issue here. On the November 5th show, you did this whole little thing, you know, like, or, you know, some, like, I guess the story was that, you know, some kids wanted to start a porn club on campus.
Yeah.
And then you made some joke about, you know, some, like, guys, you know, COBOL programming club. And then you described, like, a piece of code that was
basic.
10 print quotation mark, thrust in, thrust out quotation mark.
Yeah.
20, go to 10. That's Microsoft Basic.
No
not
shit.
Fortran. Dumb bastard. What kind of nerd are you?
I don't know Fortran. And besides, no one would understand it if I was listing off Fortran code, you fucktard. I mean, COBOL code, whatever. Fortran, COBOL, BASIC, it's all the same shit. Nerd. It's nerd speak. By the way, I was such a BASIC programmer when I was, like, in elementary school because my parents bought me a Commodore 64 from Hill's Department Store. That was, like, in the late 80s or early 90s. It was really at the tail end of the Commodore 64. I mean, there were already, like, way more powerful computers. And so it was really hard to find software for the Commodore, so I'd have to program my own. Peaks and pokes and all that shit. Wow. Childhood was so lame.
Hey, Tim. David, Fedge, a member from Michigan.
Hey, David.
I'm calling to tell you about something I saw when I was searching for concerts on the internet.
Okay.
In the Detroit area, and I saw at the Fox Theater, I can't remember what date, but there's going to be Kidz Bop Live.
There's a fucking Kidz Bop world tour going on now. I can't believe it. If you go on YouTube, by the way, you can actually watch Kidz Bop videos, like music
Tim,
videos.
Tim, this is DeVega. Just letting you know that the whole Jinkum thing, that explains a lot. I was in a festival in South Georgia, and I saw these two little girls going opening doors to the porta potties, nipping, and opening, going on to the next one, nipping, going on to the next one. I stopped and stood there watching for like 2 minutes, and I said to them, what are you doing, a taste test? Went in, did my business, came back out, they're doing it again. Went right back over.
Wow.
Now I know why.
God, there you go. Jenkum. It's sweeping the nation.
Tangy, Cajun-flavored asshole, Tim. Oh, you've really outdone yourself this time.
Thank you.
That's
I try.
All of us.
Hey, that's why you people pay me the big bucks.
Hey, Tim. Got a website you got to check out. It's Anorexic Sex. It's an anorexic porn site. Don't know if
I think
the
I've seen
very
it.
Good, but it's
I've seen a video.
I think it's anorexicsex.com. If you just Google it.
Alright, someone can confirm that. I'd love to check it out.
Hello, Timothy. This is Crawford from Chicago.
Nope.
Hey, Tim. All this talk about banging retards on the November 2nd show reminded me of a joke. It's like when you're trying to park in a busy parking lot. Sometimes you just got to put it into the handicap.
That's right.
Hey, Tim.
Illegally.
Denver, I was just watching the news, and you must have pissed a lot of old people off, because now I see that there's a bunch of old people starting up a website that says, I hate young people.
Yeah, someone else mentioned that on yesterday's show in the voicemail section. I'm going to have to check that out. But as far as I'm concerned, it's war now. The old people are stirring shit up. We've got to defend ourselves, freaks. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's in Oh God. When I get the business from a queer, I don't know if I should ignore them or belt them. Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you got some funny audio or video, send it along to me. Show@distortedview.com. Thank you guys so much for a great week. I had a lot of fun, and we will see you back here next week. I will be podcasting from Columbus, my new home. Yay! Until then, you guys have a great weekend. Bye, everybody!